This is Great British Radio.
Hi, I'm Duncan Byletown, and you're listening to Connect Forces on Great British Radio. Enjoy.
It's Connect Forces, talking to those who served in our military and finding out what service personnel do after leaving the forces. Join us now is Mark Cam, an Army veteran and CEO of the BFF, the British Forces Foundation.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Mark. Tell us, what branch of the services were you in?
I was a major and a cavalryman, a tank man. So I was in the Royal Armoured Corps. I joined the 1721st Lancers that became the Queen's Royal Lancers and now the Royal Lancers.
And what made you join the Army, Mark?
Oh, my God. I'm an Army brat. So
yeah, my Pratt, right.
Yeah, most people I served with would say I was an Army Pratt as well. But I mean, anyway, I was an Army Pratt. So my father and my grandfathers and all the family and everything were in the military. I didn't want to walk, so I joined an armoured regiment so I could have a tank to drive around in. I went to university because I didn't want to join the army just then. I'd sort of signed up and I'd passed the place into Sandhurst and everything else because I was just drifting at the time. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I wasn't brave enough to go into something like television, which I suppose was where my heart was. And so I went to some job interviews, which just looked so boring. I thought I might go in the army because at least I can play sport. And,
Mark, tell us what jobs you applied for.
So I was going to get a job working in the city as some sort of trader or something. I went with Schweppes.
Were you going to be a soft drinks rep? I can't imagine that with that voice. This is the tonic you can have with your gin.
Yeah, I had a great idea. I thought of a company that should be called something like Fever Tree or something like that. But so that was it. I went to university to avoid going the army and then ended up going the army. And loved it, absolutely loved it. Instead, I said I'd stay for as long as they kept promoting me. But I did eventually leave.
Tell us some of your army memories. Have you got any funny memories from the army?
Well, too many, but unfortunately, not many are repeatable. But the nicknames were brilliant. We had a confusion between two soldiers who were both named Gregory. One was very, very talented and destined for stardom. The other one, who was actually in my troop, shall we just say, wasn't. And we could never tell them apart. And this was actually one occasion. It was to the detriment of the one we wanted to be successful in. So he was slightly dumbed down by the confusion of the names. I mean, God knows what would have been like if we were in a Welsh regiment and everyone was called Jones. But we had these two Gregory. And they were in the same squadron as well, which didn't help. But eventually, blissfully, on the day the Armed Forces Minister, Archie Hamilton it was, came to visit the regiment. And, that's when you show off and you just pretend to say how professional you are. And we were, actually, to be fair, a very professional unit. But one of the things he'd said to the RSM, he said, sort of question and answer, he said, so I hear there's a lot of problems with the SAAT and Negland and discharges. And the RSM, no, that's just a question of professionalism and absolutely not, never happened in this regiment. Will never happen in this regiment. I was playing cricket, obviously. I wasn't working at the time. But as his helicopter took off, literally as his helicopter took off, I saw our sergeant major running, which actually will panic the troops even more than an officer running. I thought, well, this is interesting. Something's happened. And as it transpired, that actually Gregory the less talented had managed to shoot Gregory the talented. whilst on guard duty with a negligent discharge. I mean, the timing couldn't have been better. Quick as a flash, somebody said, oh, well, that solved that problem now, because now we can call them Gregory Leaded and Gregory Unleaded.
And did those names stick?
Oh, yeah. It was when lead-free petrol was coming in Germany. Blyfly and, anyway, there's so many stories. I mean, I'm very lucky. I had a wonderful time playing sport for the army, skiing and polo and tennis and things like that. But on operations, there were just so many brilliant stories.
Is it true that you got stuck in the lift with Margaret Thatcher?
Oh, well, that was later. That was after the army. I didn't get stuck in the lift with her. That was the problem. I got her stuck in the lift.
That's even worse.
Yeah, that was British Forces Foundation.
I'm guessing what your nickname was from Margaret Thatcher at the time.
Oh, God. I mean, she gave me a couple of them. Can I say bollocking on the radio?
Yes, you can.
God, I know how poor old Cecil Parkinson felt, I tell you.
Well, we got to hear more about this from Major Mark Cann, CEO of the British Forces Foundation, on Connect Forces. After this, don't go anywhere, especially not in a lift.
She makes me laugh, she makes me cry. I see her side. Now I know I can't let Maggie go.
Ah, what a great song. Honey Bus, I Can't Let Maggie Go. There she goes, floor 28. It's Connect Forces, exclusive to Great British Radio. Let's find out immediately from our guest, Mark Cann. Tell us what happened with Margaret Thatcher.
Well, she was brilliant. She was absolutely brilliant. And I was very lucky and privileged to get to know her really quite well when I joined the BFF. And, you know, long after she left Number 10, and because she was the president of the charity and has some rather dodgy vice presidents, I might say. But anyway, she was the president of the charity.
Would you like to name them, please, Mr. Mark? Can.
I'm not sure it's going to do the charity any favours if I do, but unfortunately you're one, Mike. Anyway.
Green engineer and mechanic. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm in good company. There's some big names with some amazing ranks and amazing awards behind them. And then you've got MEM1 Osman.
Right,
very
no,
proud
that's,
to be part of it.
Well, all power to you, and you've been great. But she came to our ball in a hotel in London, Swanky Five-Star Hotel, and I greeted her, and it was all going so quite well. I don't know, I think she was a little bit grumpy about something at the time. Anyway, and it involved going down a level. And the best way of doing it was we put her in the lift. And we put her in the lift, so the ballroom was downstairs. So she stepped into the lift, and I was going to sort of run down and sort of greet her on the outside because it was quite a small lift and everything else. Anyway, the door's shut and I was just about to bolt down the stairs to greet her when, as we noticed, instead of the lift going down, it just shot straight up to the top floor. Oh. And somebody said, well, I sort of said, oh, that's not good. I wonder why that is. And then someone else said, oh, I think the lift was faulty. Don't ask me why. Apparently, if lifts break, their default is to shoot to the top floor.
Oh.
Why that is. And then I said, well, who was that in with her? And they said, that's Mark Cann. I said, and this is one of our close protection officers. I said, no. I said, it can't be him because that's me. And I said, I assumed it was one of her PPOs. And they said, it can't be them because that's us.
Oh, so she was stuck with a stranger, was she?
Well, we didn't know. So we looked at each other and then this panic sort of came over us.
Was she Prime Minister at the time, Mark?
No, she wasn't. No. Right. What people don't know is that actually I think she was the number one terrorist target up until the time she died. Anyway, so...
You were panicking.
Well, one of these Metropolitan Police officers, I've never seen him move so fast, just bolted straight up the stairs like that. And I was thinking, don't panic. Just now, it's all fine. There'll be a
panic, Mr. Mannering. Margaret Thatcher's in the lift with a strange man, Mr. Mannering. I'd like to volunteer to run up and get him, Mr. Mannering.
Well, it was just as well, because as it turned out, the strange man was in fact the hotel security, and he knew where the spare lift was. So he put her in the service list. So I then saw her about 20 minutes later coming out with a load of laundry baskets from the service list. And shall we say, she was not amused. And she needed somebody she knew to blame and step forward.
So
maybe
please, I want you to reenact what she said to you.
I can't. She was very good, because the other thing about her, she was amazingly succinct. I mean, A, she didn't have to say much. She could just give you a look. But I said something glib like, well, that was fun. Did you enjoy looking around the hotel? She just gave me a sort of direct no. Not amused, you know, why wasn't it tested and everything? I mean, there's nothing you can say in that position. You just have to suck it up.
So, Mark, can you tell us about the British Forces Foundation and what part you play within that charity?
With pleasure, Andy. So I'm the chief executive. I call myself the director because I don't have any other executives to be chief over. But the it's a wonderful, I mean, small, medium-sized charity that we always say punches well above its weight. So we are in the business of frontline morale. So we deal exclusively with serving personnel and their families to a lesser extent. But we do principally entertainment, morale-boosting entertainment on the very front line. So we go to Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, I mean, you name it. All the places I've been trying to buy a house for the mother-in-law for years.
All the places that I've been to then.
Yeah. You should have joined the Navy, you boys. I've told you many times before. You want to see the world?
I know. And I don't know why. I was desperately looking for state agents. They all had sea views as well. I don't know what to complain. So we provide entertainment for frontline. What we actually do is articulate public support, which is really important because the public fund us to take people out there. And we take, you know, any number of people. But, you know, when a really big star, an Ed Sheeran, a Catherine Jenkins, a Jimmy Carr, whoever it is, goes out and does something, gives up their time for nothing, that's a really great message. And it works very well. So, we do that. We do a lot of other projects. We've got this quite exciting technical project online. We do pantomimes for the families and the kids during the year. So it's essentially entertainment, but we get involved in some other welfare projects, but all about frontline morale.
No, I think it's fantastic. Yeah, I was over in Iraq 2005. John Barnes come out with an FHM model, I can't remember.
Was the John Barnes FHM girl one of your shows?
Funny enough, it wasn't.
Just checking, sorry, Andy.
I was on the front gate, open the gate with my lads, and about 25 cars come flying through, and then the lads all was rushing across towards the parade ground where the John Barnes was in his entourage. And yeah, and like you say, I think it's great for the lads to have somebody of that calibre come out there just to see them, and it does make you feel very special. Something different to talk about on the phone, as you know yourself, very limited to what you can talk about in your 20-minute phone call that you get. So if a celebrity's been out there, and the guys are very proud of keeping those signatures for a very long time.
I've done quite a few shows, and it was great to spend time with the squaddies, you know, and chatting after the show and everything, and it does really lift their morale.
I know, it really does. And I think doing the show's a good sort of fulcrum for discussion as well. I mean, when we took, Ed Sheeran, bless him, when we went to Afghanistan with him, he was not a minute was spare. Everybody wanted a piece of him, as you can imagine. Else. And he was magnificent. And I did sort of clock times to sort of get him some downtime. But yeah, we'd get squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. And okay, you know, I'd sort of say to him, look, do you mind having lunch with a few people? And he was just brilliant. He used to do that. And it is great. But also, you have the show. That's something to talk about. It breaks the ice, and it's what they do best.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg.
This is Connect Forces. We're back now with Mark Cann, an Army veteran and CEO of BFF, the British Forces Foundation.
We've just heard from Ed Sheeran, who's been on one of Mark's shows that he puts on for the Forces. And you've also had Catherine Jenkins in your shows, Mark, and she gave you something, didn't she?
She gave me a Barocca. And I didn't realise. I thought it was just a sort of sweet you suck on. And we were about to get in the helicopter, and suddenly, you know, I'm sort of trying to pretend nothing's happening. And my mouth started to foam up. I looked like I had rabies. And she suddenly looked at me and said, did you put that in your mouth? I went, yeah, what are you supposed to do?
Just put it in water.
And she laughed, and really, really laughed. But every time she sees me, I know, every time, you know, it doesn't matter whether we're going somewhere really swanky for lunch or whatever it is, I know that the first thing she thinks of when I walk in is me foaming at the mouth at some helicopter hub in Iraq or something like that, Afghanistan, wherever we were. And it really tickles her.
Tell me, is there a song that takes you back to those days?
To my army days.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, because the BFF days, my most amazing moment was when Katie Melian, in terms of sort of atmosphere, did a cover of a Janis Joplin song. But actually, my army days, I suppose, the song that I instantly think of is Cher, If I Could Turn Back Time.
Oh, well, here it is for you now. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much from myself for what you do.
Mark, you know we appreciate everything you do at the British Forces Foundation. And as Andy said, it makes an amazing difference to our armed forces serving overseas. It connects them to home. Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks for your kind words.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
Interesting.
Fantastic.
Fun. Special.
I love it. Great British Radio.